I was in the coach when I heard a hellish crash. I fell out of my bunk and my left cheekbone was bashed. I in a screaming flash, that coach broke right in two, like a pickaxe poking through a crying kid's balloon. Disintegrated, tossing me up in the air, coming down upon the rubble in my underwear. A coke came sailing over and it landed on my back. I pulled it up around me as I sat down on the tracks. Today we tried to do a show. The place was mostly filled, but all of us ain't here, so shit ain't working well. The gal that used to train them lines over there, she was burnt to death. Now her husband, he don't care. Me, I'm just a clown, acting like a loon, then breaking down in tears in my dressing room, calling out the names of Eddie Allen Kern and Sonny Boy Deloach, who roasted like some burned up bacon in that coach. Thank God for Emil Schwimm. He pulled me from the wreck. I done been following him around and saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Then there was a funeral the day after the show, where 56 performers, friends and circus joes, was buried in a graveyard known as Showman's Rest, built by Buffalo Bill and circled by no less than elephants of solid stone standing in the snow, looking at the sky above and guarding the ground below. The hole was 35 feet long and 24 feet wide, and as they laid the caskets in it, everybody cried. The entrance of the gladiators echoed in the space. perplexed and wondered some about God's golden grace.